This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live, and you can dial toll-free here. Bring up anything that's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And you can Skype in as well. Skype username here is lrn.fm. Big day, big 24 hours for the world of cryptocurrency. Of course, we've been watching as Bitcoin has reached new record highs within the last 24 hours, now over 2,800 U.S. dollars per Bitcoin. Previous record high had been around 2,750. So it's on the way up because it had hit that 2,750 and then it had bounced all the way down to like 2,200. So it was a big fall, like off a cliff, like a week, maybe like a week ago. It hasn't taken it that long to come back since that time, and now it's going strong. At the same time, however, the other coins, some of the competitors to Bitcoin, have been going up as well. In fact, all of this increased value has resulted in a first ever for the cryptocurrency world, and that first is hitting over $100 billion in market cap, meaning the total value in the entire world of all of the cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, Ethereum, everything else, the hundreds more, you know, competitors out there, now worth more than $100 billion.
Precious few industries can claim that.
Yeah, I bet you're right about that.
So, you know, I mean, like the days of saying this
it's fringe, a fad.
Fringe currency and that sort of thing. I don't know that you can claim that it's not a fad. You know, I mean, at this point, I mean, at some point it's not going to be a fad.
You can claim it's a fad, but a fad is something that goes out of style. And it seems like cryptocurrency is here to stay.
Got some sticking power at this point.
Yeah.
Now, we'll see. I don't know.
Well, it's certainly possible that some better form of money could come out, but you know, when that's going to happen, who knows?
I tend to be on your side on this one. I don't know if I'm prepared to come down on the, it's here to stay.
I mean, look, maybe we can't envision whatever the next thing's going to be because we didn't see this one coming.
Sure.
But ultimately, you know, is the next thing not going to be cryptographically secure?
No, it's not.
Okay, so it's probably true that cryptographic security around money is here to stay. Decentralization seems to be pretty valuable. That's what, you know, most of these competitors to Bitcoin are doing.
Some level of decentralization, yep.
Yeah, so decentralized, you know, easy to transfer. It empowers people, basically
allows banking by the individual. Like you can bank yourself with these cryptocurrencies. You don't need a bank to bank.
Correct.
And that is really powerful.
That's a game changer right there. So, I mean, again, maybe the next thing's quantum currency or something like that. Like, I don't know where it could go from here.
There is a currency called quantum.
No, but what I mean is that it would take in some sort of new computing power or math that
sure.
We can't really, you know, comprehend right now. But as far as, you know, all things are concerned, it looks like cryptocurrency is going to be with us for quite a long time, and it is mounting an even more effective attack against the old money systems of the world as its value continues to go up. As its value goes up, that means more and more people are adopting it, more businesses are accepting cryptocurrency. And I think 2017, I mean, it's already been a banner year in a lot of ways for crypto. But I think it's going to be a banner year in, you know, some very exciting ways, given that Bitcoin is, I would say, on the precipice of no longer being the number one crypto. Now, it's still got a solid lead over the number two, which is Ethereum. But, Ethereum's been jumping up pretty good, and it is now at just over half of Bitcoin's market cap.
Yeah, so I understand where you're coming from. Ethereum is much more of a token to be used on a smart contract platform than it is a currency.
That's not what I've heard. So what the Ethereum platform is the opportunity to write programming basically
sure.
on the blockchain.
Yep.
That's what where you can get the smart contracts from that you were talking about. But there are so many different things that you can do with Ethereum. You can do that programming, those smart contracts. But it also has the cryptocurrency aspect to it.
It has that, Ian. It just doesn't have any legs as far as it goes.
In the marketplace?
Yeah, where can I go buy something with
Ethereum? That's why Bitcoin is winning right now. Okay, so the reason
it has huge market potential.
That's right, because Bitcoin was first, and so it got that first mover advantage. When Bitcoin was the only thing, or the only thing worth looking at for a long time, all of these marketplace, you know, players developed for Bitcoin. They poured money into developing applications for Bitcoin, whether they be the Bitcoin wallets that they have out there, or merchant services providers like BitPay, or exchanges like Coinbase and some of these other ones. You know, they developed all of this around Bitcoin, all of that infrastructure, the billions of dollars worth of investment money and infrastructure that has been created around it was created around Bitcoin. And so it's still kind of coasting to some extent on that level of success. It's not number one because it's the best cryptocurrency.
No, it doesn't even have privacy, which several, including Dash, do.
And I don't know what the best one is. I think there's a lot of ups and downs to a bunch of them.
Depends on who you talk to.
Yeah.
There's a lot of smart people that
and they all have their picks.
Their favorites, yeah. There's
so,
no doubt.
So, you know, I'm not picking a winner. I don't know. Bitcoin's only the winner at the moment because it's got momentum. And as soon as somebody figures out a way to introduce Ethereum into the marketplace as far as it being able to be used, or Dash, I know Dash is working, the Dashers are working on that very hard.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, you're
and
seeing...
And Dash is more set up to be a currency than Ethereum
that's
is.
That's correct.
So that's...
That's what it's being marketed as, Dash is digital
and
cash.
And it's got a giant community behind it and a marketing budget built in, so, you know...
And Ethereum has a very large community behind it as well, and I'd read that there's the possibility for anonymity being introduced into that. So, I mean, there's a lot that can still happen with Ethereum. The marketplace is certainly showing a lot of support for it with a current price of over $260 per Ethereum. I mean, it's about a tenth of the value in price of Bitcoin, but it's about half of its market cap. So it's very well possible that come the end of this summer, Ethereum could eclipse Bitcoin in market cap.
Wow.
I mean, who knows?
Hard to even believe.
Who knows? Anything's possible at this point. If they don't fix Bitcoin, and from what I hear, Mark, I don't know if you've heard this, but from what I hear, the consensus is on the rocks. So this consensus that came out 2 weeks ago, we heralded it here on Free Talk Live. There's been this this internal strife in the Bitcoin community. The Bitcoin community for a long time was very united. This united front of, you know, geeks and developers and investors and putting this great cryptocurrency out there, and now it's just divided into two main camps of real hardcore people on both sides who don't want to compromise with each other about the future of Bitcoin. And it looked like a compromise was reached 2 weeks ago at this consensus event in New York City. 83% of the mining power of Bitcoin supposedly signed on to this compromise, and they're supposed to implement it within 6 months. It's only been 2 weeks, so, you know, they've got some time. But from what I hear from a guy who's got his ear to the ground real close to the Bitcoin community, I don't know if I'm free to say who it is, but let's just say he's a pretty, you know, pretty big mover and shaker in the New Hampshire Bitcoin scene. That's about all I can say. He said on a chat group last night that he's been, you know, reading. He voraciously reads a lot of the forums and the Reddits and, you know, where people are talking about this. And he says that that consensus is on the rocks.
Hmm.
And so he doesn't even think it's going to move forward.
Sorry to hear it.
Yeah. In fact, he has, as I understand it, started to divest himself of Bitcoin as well.
Man, you know, I've heard some people doing that.
You did it, didn't you?
I have.
You still have some Bitcoin.
Diversified. Yeah.
Okay, but you, in order to diversify, you had to sell some
divest,
Bitcoin.
Yes.
You had to turn your Bitcoin into something else.
Sure.
Right.
This is a good time for profit taking, is what I figured. Sure.
So anyway, that's just kind of what's going on there in the Bitcoin world. It's price is going strong, but behind the scenes, is it losing ground? Yeah. Bitcoin itself is losing ground to its competition. You're welcome to share your thoughts. There's actually some interesting news about Japanese women embracing Bitcoin, because we have, you know, for a long time, the Bitcoin community has been basically a sausage fest. If you go to a Bitcoin convention, it's going to be almost all males, with the exception of a few, you know, kind of girlfriends and booth babes. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. More coming up.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and we invite you right here where you can join us on the radio waves. Take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the world of cryptocurrency. It is a fascinating, deep world with a little bit of drama here and there. And you can keep up to date with the latest on what's happening with Bitcoin over at Bitcoin.com, where they've got a great news section. Also, you can interact with other Bitcoin users over at forum.bitcoin.com. And it is, by the way, an uncensored forum for you, forum.bitcoin.com. There's games you can play with your Bitcoin at games.bitcoin.com. It's really a one-stop shop for everything that you need to get into Bitcoin life. Or if you're already involved in Bitcoin, get the latest on what's happening in the Bitcoin world. So once again, it's all over there at bitcoin.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts, Stefan is on the line in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live on via Skype. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you guys tonight?
What's on your mind?
What do you guys think of spanking?
Spanking like children?
Yes.
Generally, that's the that's what people mean when they say spanking.
I think he's right about that. I didn't want to jump to a conclusion. So, yeah, I'm against it.
You're against that kind of discipline?
I'm against spanking. I consider it to be hitting. I don't think there's a difference really between spanking and hitting. And ultimately, it teaches children that violence solves problems. And that's not something that those of us who support peace should be teaching.
So what kind of... are you saying you're against punishments and rewards entirely? Because
I'm against violence.
Okay. So if you use, say... timeout, right? Like you would have to, and a child chose not to be in timeout, like ultimately you would have to bodily pick the child up, picking somebody up. It may not be violence and sort of, you know, what the strictest definition of violence, but it is certainly force, right? Like it's...
Yeah, there's a difference between hitting somebody and, you know, stopping that person from doing
something.
Well,
you had said violence, so I'm just trying to make it clear what it is that you mean when you say you're against violence here. Mm-hmm. So you're against hitting, but... you know, there are lots of different punishments out there, and I mean, I guess... my thought on spanking is this, and I know that it's controversial on this show. I think it's pretty normal as far as parents go. I would like to point out, I'm the only parent you're going to hear from. So
on the show.
On the show, right. You can ask whatever parents you want. As
other
far
parents
as
could call in.
Indeed, they can. And
at 855-450 free, like freedom.
There are other parents on the show.
By the way, it's Ian Johnson and Mark. And what, you're a parent?
No, I'm not a parent, but there are other hosts that are parents.
But they're not here tonight.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
So, what I would say is that spanking is probably a punishment that should not be employed by 90% of parents out there, simply because they don't know how to use it. However... it is a punishment among punishments, and that I think that punishments are something that one can use in order to sort of correct bad behavior. I don't think spanking is in and of itself particularly effective. Nor do I think that...
Oh, the people who employ it believe that it's very effective.
It's effective in sort of the short term, but I mean, you know, once it's overused, it's you're really in big trouble.
Sorry. I mean, I kind of, like, when I was a child, I wasn't really beat, but I'd get slapped a lot. And
slapped
I guess
by
it
your
kind
mother?
Of works
in the face?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And here's, in my hand, because here's the thing. My mom saw it like this. You know, I used to put, when I was like 3 or 4 years old, I used to put my hand towards the stove, and she would slap my hand away from the stove because
she thought...
I think it's
a very effective use of violence, yes.
Yeah, because I knew, hey, I put my hand near the stove, I'm going to get slapped, and it's going to hurt really freaking bad.
That makes a lot of sense. No, really, that totally makes sense because you're going to, you know, assuredly have pain versus assuredly having pain.
So the short-term pain of a slap is significantly better
than a burn.
The you know, the long-term scarring of a burn, right?
Do you think if you reach your hand right into the stove that you might have taken it away as you started feeling heat?
Maybe.
Maybe not.
My son was very good about heat. You know, he'd point out every time he saw fire, hot, 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 hot. And since we have an outdoor
boiler.
What's that?
Was he playing football?
No. He just that was his terminology. It's just that I think that people want to make a blanket statement that you know, that spanking is bad, but what they don't want to make the blanket statement is that all kids are different. And different kids need different motivation.
It took me a moment to get the hut. Yeah. He like got it like 30. He's like listening to Mark talk. 30 seconds later, he's like,
yeah. Ian doesn't get jokes.
Well, actually, I did get that joke. It just took me a little while.
I guess as a child, like, you know, the thought of if I do something bad, I'm going to get slapped. Is that really any different than somebody thinking, if I break into this house, I'm going to get shot? It's almost the same principle. You do something wrong, you're most likely going to get hurt.
But the difference is, if you're breaking into somebody's home, you're a trespasser versus being with people who supposedly love you. That's also not something you do. Yeah. You don't use violence against something you love.
Okay, so now you've gone into the area that violence and love are somehow exclusive, right? Now that is
some people
can think there's a huge difference in morality there.
Sure,
right?
Absolutely.
Reaching your hand towards the stove is not the same as robbing someone else's house.
Well, actually, I'm going to have to take that kid to the hospital, and it's going to cost me a lot of money, right? Or I could just just let them heal up. I mean, like,
no, again, I didn't get to finish my point from earlier, which was this, that there's the guaranteed pain if a parent slaps some child for putting their hand towards the stove versus the lesson that's learned, you know, if a child is able to experience pain, right? So if you're slapping your child because your child experiences pain and thus avoids pain, well, chances are if a child's slowly reaching their hand towards the stove, they're going to feel the heat and they're going to retract their hand before they get any kind of a serious burn because they feel pain. If they don't feel pain, if they got that condition where they don't feel enough pain and they're going to burn their hand, yeah, it's not going to be too effective, is it?
Right. So what you're saying is that, like, okay, you go ahead, parent, take a risk with your kid because I don't believe in spanking. And that's fine. You can go ahead and say that on radio. It just doesn't carry much weight.
I also like the meme, the Facebook meme about this, which was, is your child old enough to understand reason?
No. I don't know. I find people who are against spanking don't. Exactly at what speed must my hand go through the air in order to subtract IQ points from my child's brain? I mean, is it only striking them on the butt that causes their IQ to diminish? Because the underlying thing here is that hasn't been
the thing
pointed
that causes
out,
their IQ to diminish.
Is that this
pain.
Flimsy science that says that spanking kids makes them dumber and
pain, repeated pain, and focusing IQ points on pain avoidance.
No,
you're basically focusing. They're spending their time.
The kids get hurt all the time. They lose IQ for the same reason the kids that are in war zones lose IQ, because they're terrorized.
IQ is fungible. Yeah, you're right.
So stop terrorizing your kids with spanking.
Don't terrorize your kids, but you can terrorize them with all kinds of punishments.
All right, we're coming up
here. Terror's the problem, not spanking.
The toll-free number, yeah, but spanking is the most common terrorist punishment.
If your kid's old enough to understand reason,
if you spank once a year,
you shouldn't be hitting your kids before they're old enough to understand reason. 855-450 free. We'll continue here, and Stefan, you can stick. It's free talk live.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Kyle is a professional dog trainer.
Sit down. Roll over. Good.
When it comes to canine obedience, he's your best friend's best friend.
Whoa, such a good girl.
And in his personal time, Kyle's a personal trainer.
Nice work on those planks, guys. Now roll over and give me 25 push-ups. 1, 2, good. Hey, keep that caboose down.
You see, no matter who or what he trains, Kyle knows how to get results. But when it comes to mortgages, he's less confident.
Guilty as charged.
Fortunately for Kyle, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so he can understand the details and know he's getting the right mortgage.
I like it, people. Who wants a treat?
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Bring up whatever you want. Right here, our number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. And we do have Skype as well. So feel free to Skype on into the show here at username lrn.fm. Tonight in the studio, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, private, and easy. Fees are low and transactions are fast, or can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash. Right now, go to Dash.org and find out why. The price of one Dash at this moment, $146 U.S. dollars. Current market cap for Dash is over $1 billion U.S. dollars. As we continue here, we've got Stefan. He's on the line in Ohio. You called in tonight to ask about spanking as a punishment for children, and you're hearing some slightly different views on the show. Mark, you seem to think that spanking could be done okay or well by some parents, but you don't believe the majority of parents can do it.
I think that the majority of parents are completely unqualified for procreation. You know, just generally, that's how I feel.
So what parents should be using violence against their children? Because I say none.
I think that spanking is a form of pain compliance that should be employed as a last resort for children that cannot learn a lesson in any other fashion.
Stefan, why did you ask the question in the first place? Were you spanked as a kid?
Yeah, as a child I was, but it was less, you know, on the butt and more like, you know, my mom would smack me, you know, on the face or on the arm or things like that.
I'm just wondering when Mark will be...
And occasionally I would get a belt to my leg, but, you know.
Jeez. These seem like all the wrong places to be striking. Yeah. Like, on the hand when you're reaching for a hot stove, okay, I can go for that one. But the rest, it just, I don't know if I go for it.
I'm just wondering when Mark will be sending Jack through the Klingon Rites of Ascension.
That's right. He's got to fight his way through. He'll get a buckler and a small sword. What's the problem?
Well, no, when I'd get it on the leg, it was usually because, like, for example, this is always a strange and somewhat fun story to tell. When I was younger, my mom put me in the corner, and I thought I was going to be a little smart aleck, so I started jumping in the corner, and she had a very frustrating day, and she told me, keep jumping, and then when I started to get tired, if I stopped, she would crack me on the thigh with a belt.
Gotcha. You know, as far as the stove situation, I don't necessarily support slapping someone very hard in that case, but I don't oppose stopping the child from putting his hand on the stove. I don't consider stopping a child from getting run over by a bus or putting their hand on the stove with force to be the same as a punishment with hitting, which is what spanking is. So I don't put those
There's a big
category.
Difference between slapping a hand away and then slapping the kid across the face.
Oh, I agree.
You know, that's
I concur with you on that same thing. And, of course, all of you would agree that spanking is not a violation of the non-aggression principle, which is what some libertarians I see online say. Right?
No, I don't agree with you. I think the non-aggression principle absolutely needs to be violated sometimes. That's part of the reason why it's called a principle.
Well, I don't understand what that has to do with this. Do you think spanking is a violation of the non-aggression principle or is not?
I think it is a violation of the non-aggression principle, and sometimes principles need to be violated.
So you think that, say, for instance, picking a child up and moving them to another location without hurting them is a violation of the non-aggression principle, but it is maybe necessary. Is
sure.
What you're saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I would say spanking, however, not necessary.
I think that children basically, you know, are going to have their, you know, the non-aggression happen against them all the time.
Children are constantly trespassers, right? And so they, you know, there's rules in particular people's houses, and so that's one of the issues that I have with the non-aggression principle. I could very easily put a rule that I tell you guys about. Look, everybody who comes to my property gets punched in the gut, right?
I'm not coming over to help you with your mixer tonight.
Right, I thank you very much for that, by the way. That would very well mean that you wouldn't visit my house, but you would not call that a violation of the non-aggression principle, right? Because it's not initiation
of force. As long as you
informed
everybody.
Right. Everybody. There's a sign at the driveway says everybody who comes to your property
blind?
Gets punched in the gut. You shouldn't be driving.
Right. Yeah. What if you're walking?
Well, so far, no blind
people. How did he get out to Mark's house? That's what I want to know.
Ever
very carefully
to the house.
The blind people can hear the traffic, you know. They don't step out in the road because they know where
blind people are going to die if they try to walk to my house.
It's not something because, like, for example, when I was younger, I'd only get smacked across the face usually if I said something, like, extremely obscene or if I cursed. And when you think about it, that can happen to you a lot when you're older. Running your mouth will get you hurt, as somebody who is currently texting me keeps threatening to break my arms.
But apparently, you said she slapped you like 100 times. Multiple slaps across the face apparently didn't stop you from mouthing off. So what was the point?
I I guess eventually she thought I was going to learn. I mean, I run my mouth quite a bit. I mean, that's not one thing I'm proud of, but maybe it wasn't successful. It worked better on my sister, to be honest with you.
This is the same kind of principle. The same kind of principle as what I said it was like a couple shows ago about libertarians needing to replace the politics of like shame, right, with the politics of self-interest. It's the same with these types of punishment. Libertarians in general, you know, have, and a lot of people in general try to basically use pain compliance. In the case of a lot of things, they try to use shame compliance on people. They're trying to get people to comply by basically using a form of pain. Shame is meant to be a form of pain, right? And trying to impart pain onto someone through, you know, making them, you know, supposedly try and feel humiliated. They're trying to humiliate them or do something to try and make them comply through a negative emotion or reaction. Whereas what should be used is explanatory self-interest, trying to get someone to see how it's in their best interest in the long run, in the future, in whatever, you know, situation, or maybe even possibly making an offer and an arrangement. One of those options, either it's just showing them the natural benefits to doing something a certain way in the long run, or whether it is making an arrangement or an offer with someone, you know, either way,
it is an arrangement. Don't do that. You won't get hit. Right? Like, that's an offer. And
no, it's really not. You're trying to comply. You're not educating that person as to natural consequences.
Well, you're showing... You're,
it's not a teaching experience.
You're negotiating with terrorists in many cases when you're talking about, hey, you know, don't stick the dog in the face with a fork and I'll give you a piece of candy. Right? Like, you know, like the thing is that the non-parents in the room, you think you're dealing with little logical creatures and you're not. They're monkeys, okay? They're just apes. They're the most dangerous primate the world has ever seen.
Really? Because I guarantee you, if you get they got bit in the face by a dog, they're not going to touch. They're not going to stick the fork in the dog again.
I want to pay for the freaking medical bills because you've got some kind of logical child rearing nutty.
No,
did that actually happen to you, Mark?
What's this?
Did that actually happen to you, Mark? Your son stuck the dog in the face with a fork?
Yes, he stuck the dog in the face with a fork.
Yeah, right? Luke does not like that.
And she's a good girl, and so all she did was turn away and try to get away from the stinking little monkey with the short piece of metal stabbing at her. Okay, so I raised my voice. Jack! And then, like, he shakes, and he drops the fork, right? Because he knows what he's doing is wrong. Now, he didn't get spanked, but he did go to timeout. I've employed timeout on such a rare occasion. I bet it hasn't been employed a dozen times in his 9 years.
Stefan, thanks for the discussion, the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You want to dial in, share your thoughts on child rearings with punishments. How do you do it in your household? How is it done to you as a kid? 855-450-FREE. And you can call in on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org. That's Dash.org.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, and real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, so Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm. With you in the studio here tonight, you've got Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
All right, so still to come, Japanese women turning to cryptocurrency like Bitcoin, which is unusual for the cryptocurrency world, mostly dominated by men. The big question has been, well, how do you get women to be more interested in this amazing form of money? Apparently it's happening in Japan, but let's go to your calls and thoughts first. Also, I do want to let you know about the Free Talk Live forum that we're experimenting with. Do people want to use forums anymore? Honestly, I don't know. There's still a few forums out there that are pretty hot and heavy, like the Bitcoin.com. They've got a forum over there.
I don't know. I use this forum called Facebook.
It's not a forum. It gives you the illusion of a forum. But on a forum, you can move threads. That's one of the basic features of a forum. And Facebook
this
doesn't have
just
that.
Just triggering Ian.
But yeah,
I'm not sure that that's a part of the definition of a forum, the ability to move threads. I can understand why it's frustrating for you that in some group.
Every forum I've ever used until
you mean
Facebook.
Forum software.
Yeah. Every forum.
This radio show is a forum.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
If you want to use the wider definition of forum, okay. I thought we were talking about internet forums. And on internet forums, you can move a thread that doesn't belong somewhere. On Facebook, all you can do is delete it. That's all you can do. And
the delight Mark has triggered.
It's basically
I'm done with them.
It's basically like on Facebook, all you have is the hammer, the ban hammer, effectively. And that's the only tool that you have in your moderation inventory. So it's like the worst example of a forum that you can possibly
Facebook
imagine.
Is the worst BBS I've ever dialed into.
Except that it's everybody's on it.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything. If everybody's there but you can't actually talk to them, what good is it?
That's true.
Agreed. They are very, the people don't get notified of stuff
That's
particularly
right.
well.
If you want to do a direct message to someone else on Facebook, it's fine for that. It can connect you with a person directly if you send them a message.
That's why they spun off their messaging app, I guess.
Unless, of course, the message goes into their other folder or whatever it was. It was called the other folder, then they made it filtered requests. And so there's three layers to the Facebook messaging system. So if you don't know somebody, then you can't really send them a message. But which is fine. You know, that has its ups and downs. But if you want to message your friends, you can do that pretty well with Facebook. But then again, you're still sending your messages through Facebook, where that means that Facebook has copies of all your messages on file. So if, let's say, the government wants to get access to all of your messages, unless the two of you messaging were using the, was it Pigeon, I believe, that has the OTR plugin that you can then encrypt your text using the Facebook messaging system to send the encrypted text. Weird. So you can send encrypted messages over Facebook, but both people have to have the right software on the outside.
Well, WhatsApp is technically owned by Facebook, right? And that's
true. But, that's true. And they're supposedly encrypted.
I had suggestions for the Google property, the Google...
Google Plus?
Yeah, Google Plus, right? That they could. There's some things that they could have done to fix it. Because, I mean, a lot of good conversations were happening on Google Plus. A lot of people who are using Google Plus, the very few people who are actually using Google Plus, tend to like it a lot.
Are they still using it?
Yeah, there's still a lot of people who use it who are, but they're sort of like dedicated, the people mm-hmm. who are sort of dedicated to Google Plus. But I feel like there's some features that could have been added to Google Plus that really would have changed it, but they didn't hit the mark, I feel like, from the beginning. So, Sundar, give me a call. You know, we'll work things and say,
Sundar?
Sundar Pichai.
Who's that?
He's the head of Google.
Oh. Yeah. I didn't know that. I thought it was like Sergey Brin.
And Larry Page. No, that was their fourth.
They're gone.
Yeah. Man, it's the last year.
Yeah, I'm so not with it. Let's go to AC. He's on the line. I don't know where he's calling from, but he's on Skype. Go ahead, AC.
You can hear me?
Barely. I should have done a check with you before we came on. That's my bad. It sounds kind of like you're real far away. We'll have to check back in with you here in a moment. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Just a quick tip, if you want to double-check your settings on Skype, you can always call their Echo Test Service.
Did that today.
Make sure it sounds okay, because sometimes I drop the ball, and I don't do my job and actually screen the calls to make sure they sound okay. So anyway, we were talking about Bitcoin earlier in the show here tonight, and I've had this story in my show prep for a few days now. It's actually came out last week on Friday. Over at Reuters.com, long the preserve of geeky enthusiasts, Bitcoin is going mainstream in Asia, attracting Mrs. Watanabe, the metaphorical Japanese housewife investor, South Korean retirees, and thousands of others trying to escape rock-bottom savings rates by investing in the cryptocurrency. Asia's moms and pops, already regular investors in stock and futures markets, have been dazzled by Bitcoin's 100% surge so far this year.
Mm.
In comparison, the broader Asian stocks benchmark has gained 17% over the same period. And I would say 100 is a conservative number at this point. What was it around? It was just getting up to around $1,000 around the turn of the year, around New Year's. And it's now getting close to $3,000. So that's almost a 200% increase in that amount of time. But even after a tumble from last week's record $2,779 high, Bitcoin rose by more than 60% in May alone. And by the way, it's made all of that tumble back. So again, it was at around $2,780. It then tumbled by about $500 down to around $2,200 or so, $2,200, $2,300, and it has come back since that time. Driven higher in part by investors in Japan and South Korea stepping in as China cooled after a central bank crackdown earlier this year. Over the last 2 weeks, and encouraged by Japan's recognition of Bitcoin as legal tender in April, exchanges say interest has jumped from the two countries. Bitcoin trades at a premium in both due to tough money laundering rules that make it hard for people to move Bitcoin in and out. And I guess what they mean by that is to move in and out of Bitcoin, because it's super easy to move Bitcoin. That's not a problem. You don't have to ask anyone's permission for that. You just send the Bitcoin from your Bitcoin wallet. There's no government that can stand in the way of that. But getting Bitcoin, you know, cashing your Bitcoin out into the yen or something like that, that
you
would
need
be
an exchange for that.
That makes things more complicated. Then government rules come into play.
Sure, at that point it's a commodity that you've traded in, and the government, especially if you've used the same exchange to buy and sell, then there's a record of what you bought it at, what you sold it at, whether it's a gain or a loss, and at this point in all likelihood it's a gain. So, you know, the taxes are going to come into play and that kind of thing.
Mutsugo Higo, a 55-year-old Japanese social insurance and labor consultant who bought around 200,000 yen's worth, that's about 1,800 U.S. dollars worth of Bitcoin in March, to supplement her retirement savings, says, quote, "After I first heard about the Bitcoin scheme, I was so excited I couldn't sleep. It's like buying a dream." She says, "Everyone says we can't rely on Japanese pensions anymore. This worries me. So I started Bitcoins," unquote. And I've experienced something similar locally here in the Keene area. I called up one of the garbage company that services LRN.FM studio, and older lady answers the phone over there. I figured she was just, you know, the lady that answers the phone. Turns out she's the owner of the business. And I had just asked her just offhand a few months ago, "Hey, are you guys taking Bitcoin?" Just because that's always a good opener to start a conversation if they want to. And she said she's not taking Bitcoin, but she's very interested. She'd heard about it. She'd heard that it was going up in value. And she expressed to me she's 70 years old and that she is very interested in acquiring some Bitcoin. And so, again, just ask the question. You never know what the answer is going to be.
So you convert her?
No, it's been a process. You know, she's busy. The thing with a business owner is they're busy. They are always doing something, and they, you know, barely have time to slow down and think about stuff.
I also think that there's a level of confusion in play here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we have more Bitcoin-accepting businesses per capita than any place in the world.
And that we've seen. Certainly more than San Francisco, which is the supposed number one.
The telephone number here is 855-450-FREE, if that's free as in freedom.
Yes.
If you have some kind of information that's contrary to
I would love to know who rivals Keene, New Hampshire.
I would like to hear about it. However, I think that many of the businesses here become kind of confused by the activists asking them about Bitcoin, because the activists will follow up. The activists act very much like a salesperson.
That's what we're doing.
Trying to get a job done.
Yep.
But there's no commission. There's no real particular point. The activists will actually spend money. You will buy a business a little tablet so that they can take Bitcoin, showing your level of commitment.
That's,
I think what this
that's
does
part
is,
of my church project, so yes.
It confuses the situation, because who does that? Only people that are motivated by money and your odd lunatic does it, right? So I think that that's kind of it. Like the business owners are like, "Why am I being followed up with? I really don't know." Hey, you know,
they haven't expressed that to me. More coming up here in moments. We'll continue with your calls and thoughts. It's Free Talk Live. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. SaveItPurse.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.